competency hearing scheduled Thursday for a man accused of trying to kill a Canton police officer. 21-year-old Shane Newman of Plain Township entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in March on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and robbery. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ordered evaluations to determine if Newman is competent to stand trial and review his mental state at the time of the incident. It happened December 18th inside the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard during a shoplifting investigation. Newman is seen on video pointing a handgun at an officer and pulling the trigger, but the weapon did not fire. Authorities still working to identify a man found dead after a house fire in Bethlehem Township. The Starr County Coroner's Office says investigators believe they know who the victim is. An examination is scheduled today. Officials say DNA testing could be necessary. The fire was reported Thursday afternoon in the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest. Firefighters found the home engulfed in flames. The victim was found inside after the flames were put out. Cause is under investigation by the state fire marshal. A Canton man drowned at a campground near Orville Wednesday evening. The repository reports 32-year-old Antoine Rogers and a friend were swimming from the slides to the diving board at Caskey's campground when he went under. Other campers attempted to rescue Rogers, whose body was found by the Wayne County dive team. Rescuers attempted CPR, but he was pronounced dead at about 7:30. The wake is about 8 feet deep in that area. The sheriff's office is investigating. A driver has been charged in a deadly crash in Osterburg Township. 34-year-old David Reed Jr. of Carroll County's Brown Township charged with vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter. 38-year-old Joshua Smothers of Canton died in the December crash on Route 30 at Sindel Street Southeast. The Highway Patrol says Smothers was stopped in traffic when a pickup driven by Reed struck his car from behind, pushing it into a turning vehicle. Reed and the other driver were not seriously hurt. The Highway Patrol filed the charges against Reed Tuesday. He'll be arraigned next Tuesday. Canton man now charged in federal court after authorities say he traveled to Toledo to meet underage children for sex. WTOL-TV reports 31-year-old Stephen White was arrested May 23rd. He's charged with coercion or enticement. White allegedly exchanged text messages with an undercover officer before traveling to Toledo to meet who he believed were 3-, 6-, and 9-year-old girls. He was taken into custody by law enforcement when he arrived at an undisclosed location. White is being held without bail. Man in jail facing charges in connection with two incidents in Canton. 33-year-old Tion Lipkins accused of firing a handgun at occupied vehicles in the 1900 block of Fulton Road Northwest March 18th. Police say at least one vehicle was damaged, but no serious injuries were reported. Thursday, officers say Lipkins ran from police and damaged a property owner's fence. A police canine bit an officer during the arrest. Lipkins was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault and inducing panic. He's being held on $140,000 bond. A status conference is set for Wednesday. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says a man is facing murder, rape, and felonious assault charges in the death of a woman who died after being assaulted in August 2025. 41-year-old Adam Richardson of Green was arrested Thursday after a search of his home turned up electronics, drugs, and cash. Authorities say the woman reported being punched, choked, and raped. She died December 16th of complications from her injuries. Phoenix Rising Behavioral Health Care and Recovery in Canton preparing for a leadership change. CEO Lisa Grubbs announced she'll retire in August. Grubbs helped found the agency in 2005, which now serves more than 6,500 clients across Stark and Tuscarawas counties. Chief Clinical Officer Tara Grubbs has been named the next CEO. Brian Starcher will become Chief Clinical Officer. Massillon Public Library workers moving toward their first contract after voting to form a union. State Employment Relations Board certified the May 5th election in which employees chose to join Service Employees International Union District 1199. Workers will now elect bargaining representatives and begin negotiations with management. According to the Independent, library officials say they will continue to cooperate with the state board. Patient abuse case in Youngstown has resulted in a prison sentence for a nursing home worker. 57-year-old Mark Berry of Youngstown sentenced Thursday to 9 months in prison after pleading guilty in April to felony patient abuse in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say the case stems from a September incident at the Canfield Road facility where Berry assaulted a patient in a wheelchair during an argument.